Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley, and first, I'd like to welcome you to the Christmas Chapters podcast, a storytelling journey through the heart of the holiday season, hosted by yours truly, where some of you guys may remember me from my previous podcast, The Magic of the Season. Each new episode is a new chapter, a small but meaningful piece of a much bigger story. Timeless traditions and treasured personal memories will be my foundation, but I'll also be including stories and traditions from friends and people all over. Every chapter brings us closer to what makes this time of year so magical. So, grab your hot cocoa, get cozy, because it's story time. This is Christmas Chapters. Chapter 1, Moving On and Counting Down. If you're listening to this relative to when I've released it, most of us have said goodbye to Christmas past and are welcoming the thought of Christmas 2025. We've got over the long days in January. I swear there's 90 of them. We blew right past February and March. Well, March was a little too long, cold, and snowy for my liking, but April. April is where things started to look up. And it's where things look up for the Christmas world too. April is when the dream book comes out. Anticipation for the season ahead is usually building. Artists and bands are usually working on their holiday albums. And most years, we're celebrating Easter. Or what I like to call the last fictional character-themed holiday that brings magic to the world for just a short bit of time. April for me is a reflection month. It's what habits and thoughts do I want to bring into the summer months? And lastly, I use it to finally let go of last Christmas and all of the things that I wish I did, that I wish I didn't, and I bundle them all up and I let them all go. Now, as someone who leans heavy into nostalgia, I often hold on to memories longer than most. So I really have to focus and be intentional with letting go of them and making room for new and more fulfilling ones. This is where my vision for the Christmas season ahead starts to become clear. I finally see new hopes, new possibilities for the upcoming holiday season, and this is when the magic restarts for me. Now, I know for many true believers, the magic restarts right on Boxing Day. They start counting down 364 days, but me, I need more time. I need more time to sit with the past. I need more time to take it all in, take in the good and the bad, and simmer in it before I'm ready to hard launch into the next season. And I guess that kind of makes me a tad bit different than most of us Christmas folk, but this chapter is about my perspective of moving on and how that looks, so that maybe I can connect with even just one person who feels that they also struggle with the thoughts of Christmas yet to come, when they've got so much to process from the one that just passed. And if this is you, just know that you aren't crazy and you're not weird. You likely are connected to the emotional side of the holidays and are probably scared to let it go. Sometimes it's in fear of maybe not knowing what the next one holds, but I think we could all use a little reminder that Christmas spirit comes from within and the holiday season is what you make of it. So with saying that, I'd like to help you with something that I've been doing to give me a little bit of spirit and keep it alive all year long. It gives me something to look forward to. What I've started to do is I start celebrating Christmas on the 25th of each month. I do it mostly by myself and I do it for myself, but it can be as little as wearing Christmas socks, can be as much as listening to Christmas music or even watching a Christmas classic with some popcorn. I just enjoy taking that trip down memory lane, even if it is just for a day. It has allowed me to embrace my Christmas spirit, but has also given me grace to continue to move forward and to make room for a new buildup. While you're here with me, I'd like to wish you a very happy Easter. For those non-religious folks, I hope the bunny leaves you lots of goodies. And for the rest of you, I hope the resurrection works out. I think. Well, guys, that's a wrap on today's Christmas chapter. Keep the spirit alive, and remember, every chapter is better when shared. We'll see you next time, and until then, stay merry and bright.